Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Today we discuss a new concept of Erev Techumim. So until now we've been discussing carrying for Erev Chatzeros or carrying for Shtufim Mavos. Now we're going to go into not carrying, but just walking, traveling. And that's going to be the concept of Erev Techumim. So let's begin. Ketzad Mishtatzen B'Techumim. How is it Mishtatzen in making a Erev Techumim? Meaning if you make it for yourself, you just take your food, you set it in the place where you want to get your bonus 2,000 amos to walk, right? We said that normally, yeah, you can walk around your city. Again, nothing to do with carrying, just walking. You walk around your city. You also get 2,000 amos outside your city. And then you could place your Erev Techumim at the end of those 2,000 amos to get another 2,000 amos to walk. And that's all for yourself. It's called Erev Techumim. But if you're being mezakeh, if you're doing it on behalf of other people, we call that Shitufei Techumim because it's a shituf, it's a partnership. You're doing it for others. So how do you do it for others, not just for yourself? Maniach hasachav is you place a barrel of wine or oil or fruit or whatever you want to use to acquire your shvisa, to acquire your resting spot. And we're just saying a barrel because that's what they would normally do. V'yamar, and he says, Harei zel chal b'nei iri, behold, this is for all the people in my town. Harei erev zel, this erev should serve to all the men in my town that want to walk to this, you know, specific direction outside the city, outside the tchum. Let this stretch out our tchum, let this stretch out our border. L'kol mish yilich le beis eivel, anyone who's going to go to a beis eivel, to a house of mourning, to be menachem aveilim, ola beis amishta, they're not being menachem aveilim on Shabbos, they'd be going, you know, after Shabbos, but he's setting up now for them so they could be in position after Shabbos to go. Ola beis amishta, or they're going to a chasana, and they want to be in position after Shabbos to be ready to go, so they want to have the extra space to be, you know, traveling. And we said that, you know, Erev Techumim is only done for mitzvah purposes. And that's why we're bringing these as examples. That you can stretch out your border and you can walk there on Shabbos and get ready to leave the border, leave your stretched out border when Shabbos, you know, goes out to get to these mitzvah purposes. It's only for a mitzvah. And anyone, as long as a person accepts upon himself Erev Shabbos to rely on the Erev, so then, to the Alechas B'Shabbos to go outside the Tchum and use this as their new Tchum, Mutter is permitted to rely on it. But if a person only started relying on Mishatech Shach, if he only decided to accept this Erev upon himself once it got dark and Shabbos already, also you can't rely on it anymore. Shame Ma'av Mishatech Shach, because you can't decide to use an Erev once it gets dark. And we have to clarify here. The Gemara explains as follows, that the Kavanah of the Mishnah is like this. As long as you notify the person before Shabbos that you made this Erev Techumim on his behalf, or you made it for the whole city, so even though he didn't accept it upon himself to rely on it, right, until it got dark, he was aware of it before Shabbos, but he only said, hey, I'll rely on it once it got dark and it was Shabbos, that's fine. Because we say, regarding Erev Techumim, Breira, the concept of the retroactive actions, meaning you knew about it before Shabbos, yes. You only decided to use it on Shabbos, so then retroactively we say that the Erev works for him. We say this concept of Breira, and it works for him. Aval, but if you didn't notify him until it got dark, so the notification only came when it was Shabbos ready, and then Asur Lo, he can't go outside the Tchum and use the Erev, because since he didn't know about it until it got dark already, so then, you know, there's not going to be any prayer at all, and it's too late. V'af shechaver ziko be'erev, even though your friend, you know, had you in mind, it doesn't work. Because you can't make an Erev Techumim for somebody unless it's according to his das. He has to know about it, because maybe he doesn't want it. Maybe he wants to go to the other side of town, not this side of town. He doesn't want to use up his Erev. So therefore, you always have to notify him in advance. And all he has to do is know about it, and then he can even decide Friday night that he wants to use it, and then we'll say Breira that retroactively his decision will go, you know, to before Shabbos, and the Erev will take effect on him for him to use it. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Now, Kamahu Shiyuroi, what is the size of this Erev Techumim? So there's going to be a number of opinions here. Mazon Shtei Seudos, it should be food enough for two meals, L'chol Echad V'Echad, to each person that's participating in this Erev Techumim. Mazon Kishir She'adam Ochel, food, the amount that a person would eat, two meals, two Seudos. L'chol Echad V'Echad, Mishtatvim Be'erev, to each and every one that's participating in the Erev. And and since technically you've got this area, this amount of food set up in this area for you, so Nikola Kala, it's recognized with everybody, that you don't want to just stay in the city the whole Shabbos, but you want your shvisa, your resting place, to be, you know, outside the city so you can stretch out your border. Okay. Now, mizono l'chol, food, the amount for two meals, like weekday meals, v'lo l'shabbos, but not food in the amount of two meals of Shabbos meals. Divrei Meir, these are the words of a Meir. And Omer Yehuda says, no, the Shabbos, it's gotta be meals in the amount of two Shabbos meals, v'lo l'chol, not meals in the amount of two weekday meals. So what does this mean? So v'zeh, both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, mischavdin l'chaka, they're both trying to be lenient. What does that mean? Rav Meir holds that on Shabbos, a person eats a lot. Because the Shabbos was very delicious, right? He has a big appetite. So he's lenient to say that by an Erev, you use the shear, the amount of two weekday meals, you have a smaller amount, so we're being lenient. And Rav Yehuda also is being lenient. Why? He holds on Shabbos, you have to have three meals, right? Shalosh Sudos. So since you have to have three meals, you're not going to have too much food in each meal, so you have room for the third meal. Comes out according to Yehuda, he holds the opposite. That the two meals on Shabbos are actually greater than the two meals during the week. And therefore, the Shabbos meals are going to be smaller than the weekday meals. Why? Because on Shabbos, he knows he has to have three meals. So in each meal he's going to eat less than he normally does. So his regular two Shabbos meals will actually be smaller than his two weekday meals because he's saving room for the third meal. So therefore he says, use two Shabbos meals because that's the smaller shear. So they each have their approach, you know, on what's bigger and what's smaller, but their intent is to show you use the smaller shear. So Rabbi Yehuda says, use the amount of two meals for Shabbos, which is smaller than the weekday. And Rabbi Meir says, use two meals of the weekday, which is smaller than the Shabbos. Both trying to be lenient to help the people make this Erev. Okay. Another opinion, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Mikikar bepundion me'arbas in besela. What does that mean? So here we go. Let's go through the breakdown. Two meals for the Erev is a kikar, a loaf of bread, which is acquired by a pundian at the time when four sa'ah of wheat are sold for a sela. Four sa'ah is 24 kav. A sa'ah is 6 kav. So 6 times 4 is 24. A sela is 48 pundian. Comes out that a kav, when a nimsash a kav, nimkar, a kav is sold for two pundians. A kikar, a loaf of bread, is acquired with a pundian, one pundian, which is mihi mechati kav chitim, which is half of a kav of wheat, which is about the shear of 12 eggs. But the Gemara of the Gemara explains that you also have to deduct from it, sheish l'nakos b'zeh mechta, cut this amount of 12 eggs that we're getting to in half. Because the merchant has his own expenses of grinding and baking and the time that he has to work, the labor. So it comes out an actual loaf of bread is acquired with a pundian. So the measurement is really just ein midasa el arev as a quarter of a kav, which is kashir, like the amount of 6 eggs. For Muslim sheyesudos l'das Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. So for all practical purposes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka holds two meals the size of 6 eggs. Another opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, "Shtei yados lekikar mishalosh lekav." What does that mean? Shtei su'udos, these two meals, the shear is 2/3 of a loaf. Kishaosa, when you make shalosh kikar, is 3 loaves from 1 kav. Nimtza shikikar he a loaf is mishlish hakav, 1/3 of a kav, which is the amount of 8 eggs. That's our focus. 8 eggs, according to Rabbi Shimon. 2/3 of a kikar is like, kashir, is like 5 1/3 of, eggs. Hey, Muslim, shtei sudos shel erev, which is the shear of 2 sudos for the erev. So the 2/3, out of this 8, 2/3 of this kikar will be 5 1/3. So it's really 5 1/3 eggs, according to Rav Shimon, would be the amount for 2 sudos for the erev. Rav Shimon is more lenient, mekel mai mishur, he's more lenient than Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. By 2/3 of an egg. Why? Because if Yochanan holds the shear for 2 sudos is 6 eggs. If Shimon holds, it's 5 1/3. So he's lenient. He goes down by 2/3. He just holds you have to have 5 1/3 eggs as these two meals. Okay. So that concludes for Erevin. We have all these different shitas. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yochanan Broka, and Reb Shimon. Now we're going to swing off onto a side topic. So a couple of other measurements. chetzia, half of this loaf, shel kikar kazu shmisharim ba shtei seudos shel erev. So now half of this loaf, whichever opinion you go with, half of it would be the shear labayas hamanuga to a house that has tzaras, meaning if a person enters a house that has tzaras in it, even though he's tameh immediately, because there's tzaras in the house, he's not required to wash his clothing unless he waits in the home, the shear of achila, of eating food. Because it says in Parshas Negam, by Tzras, via ochel, has lashon of ochel to eat. So the Chachamim, they darshan from here, that the pasuk is coming to tell you that granted when you walk into the house of Tzras, you're tameh right away, but your clothing does not become tameh until you wait the amount to eat. And what's the amount to eat? So how long is a shear? So say kedei achilas pras, which is what? Half of a loaf. So the Mishnah is coming to teach you that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who held that a loaf was a quarter of a kav, which is the shear of six eggs. So achilas pras, the amount to wait to eat this half a loaf, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, by the case of this tzaras to make one's clothing tameh would be 3 eggs. Whereas of Shimon, that held that a loaf of bread is a third of a kav, which was 8 eggs, which is the shear of achilas pras, would be really 4 eggs. So he would hold his 4 eggs, meaning, because, right, he would hold his 4 eggs. So they bring down over here that, so Rabbi Yochanan Broka would hold 3 eggs, Rabbi Shimon would hold 4 eggs. And they explain over here that regarding an Erev, Rabbi Shimon is even more lenient from other meals, right? Because he holds, you only need 2/3 of the loaf, right? Each meal, right, if 2 meals are cut in half, so each meal is going to be the shear of 2 eggs, and 2/3 of an egg. Aval b'chol shar makomos, everywhere else, if Shimon holds that the shear of achilas pras is the shear of a suda achas, one full meal, which is basically 4 eggs. So by this tzaras case, it's 4 eggs, and by the case of Erevin, he's going to hold, it's going to be, we said, 5 1/3 eggs. So if a person walks into a house with tzaras, they become tummy right away, but how long does it take for his clothing to become tummy that he has to wash his clothing now? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be the amount to eat 3 eggs. According to Rabbi Shimon, it would be the amount to eat 4 eggs. Okay, and then lastly, v'chatzi chetzia, and half of the half of this loaf is the amount lifsol es hagviya, which means that a person that eats ochem tmeim tamei food, the shear of a half of a loaf, his body becomes pusle from eating truma until he dips in the mikvah. This is really only on a rabbinic level, because on a Torah level, tamei ein ochem tamei adam, food cannot make a person tamei. But the Chachamim were gozer, they made a gzeira. So on the Rabbanan, it's the amount is half of this loaf to make a person tamei. If he eats it, he can't eat truma until he goes to the mikvah. And the Mishnah is coming to teach us now that according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, it would be a egg and a half, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be 2 eggs. Okay, that wraps it up.